Hey PG fans, if you're enjoying this Rig Rundown, please consider giving us a positive rating in your podcast platform of choice. And while you're at it, subscribe to our feed to make sure you never miss an episode.
Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. I'm here with Sili Tech for Siguros, and we're checking out Jonesy's gear, which is obviously some of the most unique stuff going because of the bowing technique. And this is a completely handmade guitar that he uses, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell us about kind of who made it and what was the idea behind it?
It was made for Jonesy on tour in 2006 by Dan Johnson, who's now guitar tech for Black Keys. And he made it for Jonesy especially because of the bowing technique. So there's a little bit more radius on the fretboard and on the fingerboard, and a little bit more distance here than regularly because he also bows it here for a very weird screeching sound.
Do you know what the fretboard radius is?
I cannot remember, no, I can't remember. But, I mean, everything else is pretty much standard. I mean,
is there a curve to kind of the bridge and the saddles
too? Yeah, so it's the same curve. It's the same curve as the on the fingerboard too. Pickup is a regular Seymour Duncan 59, but there's a little bit difference here in the treble boost. So it from 0 to 5, it's just regular. But after 5, it's boosting, so it's a...
What does he use that for?
He basically just boosts he just boosts the treble.
Okay. All right, so this has some real nice bird inlay on it. Did you say you call it the bird's guitar?
Yeah, we call it just the bird, yeah. The inlay in this one was originally taken, was a still taken from the... backdrop video for the song Smáskiva, and it's a still from there, and that video was shot by Jonesy himself, and Dan Johnson, he made all the inlays and made it all in his hand except this bird here, which was made by Jonesy himself.
Did he do that while Dan was building the guitar, or did he add that later?
Yeah, he did it while Dan was building the guitar. So this is all the rosin from the bow.
And is there a certain way you set it up with the action to make it set up for bowing?
Well, it's just set up pretty much like a regular guitar, okay. And just so it's nice to play.
So it's not any higher or anything?
Not really. So it's just, he uses very thick strings.
What is it? What are the gauges?
12 to 56.
And what brand?
D'Addario.
And is that tuned standard, or what kind
standard
of tuning?
Yeah, standard EA.
And he uses a cello bow, right?
Yeah, he uses cello bow. It's regular cello bows that we just buy.
And why cello bow versus other stringed instruments?
It's just longer, so it's so it just gets full range.
And what kind of rosin does he use?
Whatever. At the moment, we're using this one.
The violin.
Yeah. So it's the violin one is, I think, a little bit softer than the cello, but it's not like there's not.
It's not something that it's like something he really has to have this exact one.
No.
But a lot of it.
Yeah, but still not too much, because we need to put some rosin on the bow every day, but still make sure there's not too much, because that makes it hard to play as well.
So how does the rosin affect the sound of the guitar?
Well, when the rosin goes from the bow onto the strings, it makes them just a little bit darker, so it makes them sound a little bit older, and he doesn't like the sound of new strings, so actually we're not allowed to put new strings in too often. It's
only change them when you break them.
Yeah.
Does he run into any tuning problems when using the bow with that guitar? Is that guitar kind of built for that?
No, there's no tuning problems really, except when he throws the guitar on the floor.
All right.
that's otherwise the guitar holds tune pretty well, and it's just standard I think Grover or something tuners, and it's very, it's all very standard. And here is his Jones's backup.
It looks like it's been through it a bit.
Yep, but yeah, we're not allowed to clean any instruments.
Sure.
So
no cleaning, no changing strings.
Yeah.
So that one just comes out.
Dan Johnson, if it was unfortunate enough, when he started working with him, he cleaned this guitar and was asked very politely not to do it again.
And that's why Dan Johnson works for the Black Keys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Dan, I'm sorry. But really throughout the set, he plays that custom one. This one doesn't really come out.
This one doesn't really come out unless he breaks a string or whatever, then we use this.
And that one being not built for him, is it set up similarly though?
Set up pretty similarly, yeah. It's the same strings, same pretty much everything. But this one still has the original pickups. We are in the process of putting new pickups in, so it's going to be the same pickup as in the other. But still, it's the same thing. It's the original everything, I believe. Pretty nice guitar.
Okay, so from the guitar, he goes into the pedal board then?
Yeah, so his guitar goes into the pedal board, and it's a very basic pedal board. He goes straight into the volume pedal, from there into this booster, and then overdrive.
So he's got the Keeley boost versus the boost built into the guitar. Does he stack those on top of each other and just go, or does
Keeley
he switch between
them? Yeah, the Keeley is just a regular volume boost, whereas the boost on the guitar is a treble boost, yeah. And then he uses the EPS valve drive, and that's his only drive because he uses the amp clean.
Now, is that a bass drive pedal?
Yeah.
And what does he like about that versus using a regular guitar drive?
It doesn't lose any of the low end.
Okay.
When he's because a lot of his sound is a low end, low mids, so it doesn't lose any of that.
And so then the end is the loop station?
It's the loop station, just a regular post loop station. He uses it just to loop stuff. And then from that, he goes into the JCM 2000, just a regular Marshall JCM 2000.
And is that a spare on the bottom?
Yeah, it's a spare.
Okay. How does he keep the amp set?
It's pretty basic. He goes through the clean channel, not too much gain. And we can just look at his settings. I mean, there's it's very basic. It's very basic settings.
So he's not using the amp for a whole lot of overdrive or anything?
No, no. So, I mean, his main sound is going through there. And then through the FX loops, goes into a reverb that's in this rack. Yeah, and then
and this is in the FX loop of the amp?
Yeah, and then he goes into the FX loop. Out of the FX loops, he uses this TC electronic reverb, M350.
Is that the same reverb he uses in the studio?
He uses that, and he also uses Eventide Space, I think it's called.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And is there a reason that he doesn't bring that on tour, just to kind of keep the board smaller, or just...
It's basically, he doesn't want the reverb on the board.
Sure.
He wants to keep it separate from his board. It's just easy to use a rack-mounted reverb.
So with the reverb, are there kind of different settings to it?
No. It's the same thing the whole time, except when he plays bass in Hoppy Puddler. Then we just turn it off, and that's it. And then it goes on again for the next song.
Is there a certain kind of amount of reverb then he goes for with this unit? How does he have that keep that at?
It's basically just pretty big. I think it's set on a cathedral, and then just dials in the amount that he likes. And then,
All right. Yeah,
it's like I say. I mean, it's just the way that he plays and the way he does it that makes it special.
And is he using both of those, or is one of those a backup?
One is a backup. Okay. And same with the power drive or the power brake. So the power brake is after the amp, before the speaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically just so he can crank the amp up without getting the power into the speaker. Yeah.
Like the hot plate.
Yeah, it's the same thing as hot plate. Yeah. But this one, this is, I think, the first one that was made, and it has a bit of a mid scoop in it, mm-hmm. which a lot of guitars players don't like, but we tried the hot plate and it works for this works for him.
So there's no delay in
there's
this.
No delay. There's no delay. There's It's all just a reverb and the way he plays. I mean, the magic comes from where he plays.
Ready for a special offer on a print subscription to Premier Guitar? Visit shop.premierguitar.com now and use this coupon, PODCAST15, that's PODCAST15, to get 15% off a one-year subscription to our in-depth coverage of your favorite artists and the coolest new gear. Offer valid in U.S. only, no Wi-Fi required.
The cabinet there, there's a 412 on stage here?
Yeah, yeah. It's just the regular 75-watt Celestians, yeah. Yeah, it's just standard. Yeah, it's a Marshall cabinet. It's all very standard. There's nothing that's specially made or anything.
So really, if people want to know the tone secrets, it's how he plays, so
yeah,
good luck, guys.
It's all in the way he plays, and the magic is there.
That's, so wait, is the amp set at all to kind of emphasize the low end too, or...?
No, not really. It's basically just how he plays and the way I don't know how he does it. I've seen a lot of people try and it, for some reason, not a lot of people can imitate it.
It's one of those intangible things.
Yeah.
All right. So now we are checking out George's gear. He's got the bass here. What is this? Just a regular jazz bass?
Yeah, it's a regular 90s jazz bass. I believe it's Japanese. And this is the one that, so in the jazz he has flat ones. Okay. And this is the one that he uses for the song Half Soul, where he plays with a drumstick, which explains the hole in the body there.
So does he use specific gauge strings for that, like heavier strings to take that?
Or? No, it's, again, he has everything very standard. So it's like a 45 to 105.
Okay.
And so it's the same gauge for the flat ones and the round ones.
Is he using the flat ones specifically because of the drumstick then, or?
No, just for the specific sound of the flat ones. So he uses that for certain songs, and then there's other basses for other sounds where he uses round ones.
Is he using jazzes with round ones, or are there different basses?
There are different basses. So there's a Precision that has a round ones, and he uses a Jaguar that has round ones as well.
Okay, so down here we've got the other basses.
Yeah. So that's the P. That's a Precision bass. And I believe it came originally from the factory like this. So it was made in the factory back in 75 like this. Well, at least that what Georg told me. So...
With the DiMarzio in it?
I'm not sure if it's a DiMarzio or not. So these have been put in afterwards, but the fact that it has this jazz. And this is the one that he uses for pop song. It has regular gauge, 45 to 105.
And those are round ones on these guys.
Yeah, and these are round ones. And this is the one that he throws every night.
Looks like it's taken a little bit of a beating there.
The jack is the one that he uses for EPO. He uses the EPO. And Adam made this little thing here so he can put it here and it will be in place. So he just...
Oh, nice. Like a little rest.
Yeah.
Is that the only one he uses that bass on? Is just for the EPO?
No, he uses it for a few songs.
Is there a reason that he goes with the Jaguar with the EBO over any of the others?
He used to use a really old bass that he wanted to stop touring. So he got this one instead for that, and so he just uses it.
And are these all tuned standard then?
Standard, all standard.
And we have a semi-hollow bass back here as well. What's this guy?
These are Jonsis. Basses or instruments, that's his Hoppy Puddler bass, that's a 60s Epiphone.
So from the basses, it goes into the pedal board here?
Yeah, so all the basses go through the same thing, so it's just, again, just a regular volume pedal that he uses for those swells. And from that into the Octobass, which is just a Octaver. And from there to a valve drive, to a compressor, to another wall drive, and to a multi-drive. So he has three different types of drive pedals there, compressor and octave. That's again, just his setup, and it's very basic, very, very easy setup. But again, it's the way he plays that does the magic.
So with the two valve drives, does he have those set differently so he can switch between them?
Yeah. They're actually set differently. So one is set to a little bit of a crunch, whereas the other one is set to a lot more like modern drive. And from the pedal board, he goes into the Mesa amps. These are called walkabouts, and they have a single 15 in them. But they're kind of cool amps. They also have a passive speaker that goes down, which is, I believe, a 10-inch in these. So it's using the energy that's inside to make those speakers give sound. So it's kind of cool.
And is he using both of them?
Yeah. So his setup is it goes from the pedal board to the amp, and we use one amp into two cabinets.
Okay.
And then we have the other amp as a spare if need be. Yeah, and we had Mesa actually alter the amps so it would be able to have, so they altered the impedance for us.
And so with the second speaker in there, how do you capture that, miking it for live?
It's basically for him.
Yeah, okay.
It's basically for his monitoring. So otherwise it's just... We use a DI and the SM7 on the cabinet.
So do you blend that?
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like I said, it's pretty basic. For the song Brennan State and Eki Mook and other songs, he plays the Mook. And we got these brand new Minotaurs Mooks here. Mooks. Minotaur Mooks. And it's very easy to travel. It's a nice sounding two oscillator Moog synth, and just goes MIDI from this keyboard into there and from there into the amps.
And so is the case just decorative?
Yeah.
All right. And it goes through the same amp setup as the bass?
Yeah. And through for Brennan State, he goes through some pedals. So,
oh, really? Which so he's using the bass pedals on
there? Yeah, yeah.
Which ones does he use for
the valve drives?
Okay, so finally there's one more guitar rig to talk about, right?
There's KD's guitar rig, who's the second guitarist in the show. He uses three guitars. He uses this Jazzmaster, and then a Les Paul, and a semi-acoustic, like a 335 type guitar. And his guitar goes into that pedal board. He's a bit of a pedal buff. So he uses, just like the other guys, he uses the volume pedal for the swells. And then it's two different reverbs, a short one and a long one.
So is he using the Cathedral for the short reverb and Blue Sky for long, or?
Yeah. So the Cathedral is for short, the Blue Sky Strymon is for long. And then there's the Strymon El Capistan delay pedal.
And is he using those, a combination of those, most of the time?
He uses reverb most of the time.
Yeah. And the delay kicks in sometimes?
Yeah. And the compressor and the EQ as well. I mean, puts the EQ on. It's in a few songs where he uses the 335 type guitar. So, where he uses these semi-acoustic. So he uses that, the EQ with that.
And what's he using that for? What's he trying? What frequencies is he trying to affect?
He's taking out a bit of a low mids.
Okay. So the reverbs are running before the delay.
Yeah.
And it looks like a couple drive pedals in there.
Yeah, there's one again EBS. So all of the drives that we're using on stage are bass drives actually. So it's this drive. It's very rude drive, and then. Just a booster, it's just a microamp booster.
Okay.
And then the Whammy.
Does he use the Whammy a lot?
Not a lot, but he uses it basically as an octave.
Sure. And how about the freeze there?
Does
that come into play?
That comes into play at least in the last song. Okay. So he has that like droning under there at the end when everything is going crazy.
All right, and then so then out of the pedal board goes to this. Is this an AC30?
Yeah, so that's a standard AC30 with 30-watt greenbacks, Celestians in it.
He's got an EBO up there as well.
Yeah, he uses that EBO for the song "Knee Battery."
With the EBOs, and is it just because the guitars are too hard to set up to, you know, have another guitar to use a actual bow, or is that just...
No,
you
know? I mean, it's just the sound that he... Yeah, so he just needs that sustaining note that he plays it with, and that's why he uses the EBO.
Okay, and so that's just a regular kind of standard AC, recent issue AC30. Yeah. Cool. So we'll pop back to the guitar real quick. For this Jazzmaster, this is just a kind of a recent issue stock Jazzmaster?
Yeah, it is. And he's using 11 to 52 gauge strings. Again, Diadarios.
And is this the main one he's using most of the night then?
He uses this for like 3 songs. Then the Les Paul, another 3 songs, and the... semi-acoustic as well, so he's changing quite a lot. But he also plays the harmonium and the vibraphone. And
he stays busy, basically, is what you're telling me. All right, well, let's check out the other guitars.
This is Jonsi's old Les Paul. This is the one that he used, actually, and he bought this after the band's rehearsal room was burglarized back in 98 or 9. And his main guitar was stolen, so he bought this one. It's a 76 Les Paul. And these are original pickups and everything original, to my belief, and taking a lot of beating, just as the other guitar.
So that to be played regularly now, did it have to have any adjustments with like the pickup height or anything?
Not really. I mean, we just set it up. To be played with switch strings and just set it up and it works.
Right.
It's like it's nothing. Yeah, just like on Jonsi's main bird guitar, as we call it. It's just regularly set up for that radius fretboard. This one is just a new semi acoustic that we bought for the tour. And it's a like others, it's taken some beating.
The jack's gone.
Yeah, the jack was here and I need to move it. So that's one of the things that happens when you throw guitars around. But it's fine. It keeps going.
Now I'm seeing some tunings on the wall back there. Are there different tunings on these guitars or is that not for this this set?
It's not for this set.
Okay.
You see, it's... rest. This is actually old tuning. This is from when Kjartan Sveinsson, the old pianist or keyboardist guitarist, was with the band.
Gotcha. And so these ones are all tune standard then?
Yeah, these are all tune standard. But we have inside here a lap steel guitar, and that's tuned to open G. I believe.
And are you using that in any songs in the set right now?
We're using it in one song, but haven't been doing it for a while now, so I don't even bother with taking it out.
Gotcha. And when you use that, that goes to the Vox too?
Second?
When you use that, that goes to the Vox too?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, well, thank you for showing us everybody's rigs tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Welcome.
This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com. To see more rig rundowns, subscribe to our YouTube channel or head on over to PremierGuitar.com.